We're visiting with Mike Schulte. We have just finished up the Junior Wheat Competition, and man, what a great group of kids we had this year.
Yes, you know, a wonderful evening. It's always great when you see the kids get their awards, and certainly given everything that the students and 4-H and FFA are going through this year with COVID-19, it was really nice that we were able to get together in a socially distanced environment and have our mask on and be able to present these awards. We had a really good evening. And, you know, it's been wonderful from the standpoint we have had more participation this year than in previous years. One, I think, because kids were maybe looking for things to do during the summer months, and they really kind of had kind of just have taken an active role, and we've had a lot more interest and participation moving forward. So I'm anxious to see what this does for the competition overall in the coming years. I think that certainly for us, this may be a good thing.
Well, absolutely. And the scholarship money is so fantastic for these kids.
Yes, we give $18,000 in scholarships to the top 5 4-H and top 5 FFA winners. And then there are also prize monies that are given for the top 25 on the 4-H side and top 25 on the FFA side. Those scholarships then are to be utilized when they get into college and choose a career path. We certainly try to encourage them to look at agriculture.
Listen, Kim Anderson's already recruiting.
Already recruiting. But, you know, even if a student decides not to go into agriculture and if they want to go on a different profession, we feel like this is also a wonderful opportunity to make them an advocate for our industry and agriculture and whatever chosen profession that they choose to go into.
Well, let's celebrate some folks. So let's go over our top five. Let's start with the 4-H kiddos. Who is our top five winners in those?
So top five 4-H kids. In fifth place, we had Tyler Sawyer from the O'Keen 4-H chapter. In fourth place, we had Brecken Murray from the Lomega 4-H chapter. In third place, we had Jace Schultz from the O'Keen 4-H chapter. And then in second place, we had Destry Swaim from the O'Keen 4-H chapter. And then in first place, Logan Chance from the O'Keen 4-H chapter.
O'Keen is killing it.
O'Keen on the 4-H side really dominated tonight. We have seen a larger interest, though, across the state from all 4-H counties as well as FFA programs. So that's been kind of exciting to see. And we saw some FFA chapters that normally wouldn't have maybe necessarily been in the top 10 in the competition and also in the top 5 this year from different parts of the state. So we are trying to encourage students that you don't have to just be in Central or Northwest Oklahoma to be in a part of this competition. O'Keen really has a outstanding 4-H educator, and she's really done a great job in trying to promote this program.
Well, and now, like, if you're an underclassman, you got to live up to this, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Well, let's talk about our FFA winners, because we've had some great folks that won in the FFA category as well.
Yes. So in fifth place on the FFA side, we had Briar Roberts from O'Keen FFA chapter. In fourth place, we had Parker Payne from the Thomas Fay Custer FFA chapter. In third place, Riley Glazier from the Lomega FFA chapter. Second place, Brant Strader from Fairview, Oklahoma. And then our first place and champion FFA and grand champion winner was Ryder Clausen from Hydro Eakley.
So let's talk a little bit about Ryder, because he won the whole overall. So talk a little bit about what you have to do to actually win that.
Well, so, you know, students that are making management decisions, certainly looking at fertilizer applications, doing the research on the varieties that are probably going to be also most suitable on the end-use quality side for milling and baking. We make these resources available to the students and FFA instructors as well as county extension agents as to things that they might be looking at as far as varieties that are going to do well on the performance side out in the field, but are also going to do well on the end-use quality side for the milling and baking portion. As we move forward into the industry, we're really trying to enhance the quality of the wheat varieties that our millers and bakers are wanting both in the international and domestic market, because we know we are not the cheapest provider of wheat in the world, but we do know that we are the highest quality of provider of wheat in the world. And so moving forward, we're trying to give kids opportunities to see the differences and maybe varieties through our public research program at Oklahoma State University, as well as varieties that were utilized from private research programs. We had some tonight that also did well in that area. Move forward and try to look at management decisions that will work for their operation, but also management decisions that are going to help them later on maybe be able to capture those niche markets or markets that they can contract out for at a higher price that'll be more beneficial for them when they go to sell.
Well, great night. Thanks again for doing this and all of our great sponsors that we've had. Thanks for having us. It's so awesome to watch these young kids grow up, and you know, you're going to get to watch them for years and years to come with this.
Yes, it certainly is. You can just see in the room tonight all the talent that is out there. It's exciting to see. I think it's exciting to see their interest in agriculture and moving forward. And I think that with the Junior Wheat Show competition, we certainly have been able to show students all the myriad of opportunities that exist in agriculture, whether you be an ag economist or a plant and soil science major or a cereal chemist, that the possibilities are limitless. And so we're hoping that the students take that away from this competition.